This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Native Americans make up just a tiny percentage of the engineering workforce in the U.S. Here in New Mexico, a tribal community college has a Mars simulation and robotics program aimed at getting Native American students involved in engineering and computer programming. KUNM's Marino Spencer checked it out.
That's a model rover, based on the ones NASA used to explore Mars.
So we are tapping into that publicity that NASA gets to get the students and tell them actually physics and math is relevant to a space exploration.
Dr. Nader Vadi runs the 2-year associate's degree in pre-engineering program at the Southwestern Indian Polytechnic Institute, or SIPI. It's one of 3 tribal community colleges that received a grant from NASA to create experiential learning opportunities for students.
So we're kind of simulating what NASA scientists at JPL and Houston are doing when they are exploring Mars.
NASA uses a simulated Mars yard for research. Now, with nearly $1 million, Vadi and some of his students get to do the same.
This is the interface web page, and this is the mini rover image in the other room.
Tom Zach Billy, a teaching assistant and graduate of SIPI, is controlling a rover in the mini Mars yard. It's an obstacle course made of foam rocks and paper cutouts of green Martians. Students can send computer commands to the rovers from behind a curtain or in another room. It's challenging. They can only see through the rover's tiny camera. The main Mars yard is still under construction in a renovated warehouse on campus. The floor is bare concrete, and there's a mound of dirt with a couple of rovers on display.
Before, it was just like a big pile of sand, so we flattened it out, tried to make it look as Marsy as possible.
Jasmine Jazz Martinez graduated from SIPI and interned at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab.
What I did there was characterize their Mars yard, so I'm bringing some of that experience here, and so far it's doing really well.
Martinez is helping build the main Mars yard and will mentor other students.
Now it looks pretty neat so far, and we just can't wait for the whole sand to come in for rocks and just to make it look more realistic.
Students also use computer-aided design programs and 3D printers in the lab to build custom parts for the rovers.
So currently we're just working on these rovers, these little ones, and we're trying to get them to have grippers just so they can interact with their environment.
That's Brandon Ray, another SIPI graduate and teaching assistant.
So this one right here, we call it the Terminator Rover. And it's going to have a mechanical arm attached to it. It has a shoulder joint, elbow joint, wrist joint.
Some students in SIPI's program are interested in mechanical or civil engineering. But senior Joaquina Joe Castillo wants to go into bioengineering and healthcare.
When people generally go into medicine, they think biology and chemistry. They don't necessarily think mechanics and circuits.
Castillo says after school, she would like to work with prosthetics and explore more ways to diagnose diseases and illnesses in her community.
We are educating a culture, a people that they have a lot of strong community ties. And traditionally, they don't send their kids to engineering or technology. So you need to get the communities involved.
So Dr. Vadi says with the engineering and programming knowledge to fall back on, these students have more opportunities and more confidence even if they don't work for NASA.
And these kids don't have any chance if they go directly from remote area schools to a major school like UNM or MIT or Berkeley. They are lost. So my job is to get them ready. So when they go to a bigger school, they are competitive.
The playing field is not flat for Native American students. But Vadi says it's his job to change that. He's pushing them to explore other planets in order to improve their own communities on Earth. For KUNM, I'm Marino Spencer.
This story is part of a collaboration with the UNM Communication and Journalism Department's New Mexico Newsport, a website for student journalism. Find out more and see pictures of SIPI's Mars rovers and simulated environments where students are testing them online at kunm.org.